fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th of July. Preparative of the day, I want to encourage all of you to get your spiritual house in order. It's very important. It should become a daily, lifelong pursuit. Not optional. The single most important thing you could do for preparedness. This is the half hour I look forward to every week when we have the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor, Mr. Steve Hunt, with us at my website at thelibertyman.com. There's what looks like a Christmas gift there, a red box with a ribbon on it. Just click on that, and you'll see the Swiss America landing page, which has changed. I don't believe, Steve, we have your direct line there anymore. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Yeah, it's in the middle of the page. It's in red. My direct line, if anybody wants to reach out to me, is 1-800-630-1491.
Okay. Well, I'm at that page, sir, and I quite frankly don't see it. What is that number again?
1-800-630-1491.
1491. Okay. Well, we need to work on getting that squared away so people can find it more easily. Well, sir, there's an article there at your Swiss America landing page titled, "Why Does the Government Want to Outlaw Cash?" Follow-up on that is, "Will U.S. peace and prosperity continue in 2020? Well, I'm not sure we can say it's continuing. We're attempting to rebuild it right now, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, it's going to be a process, too. I mean, you know, some of the information that's coming out, you know, right now they're saying that, you know, there was 29 million people that didn't even have enough food to eat in the last week. I mean, it's becoming a struggle for people. I mean, jobs are getting lost, or the job numbers are getting high again. You know, it's going to take a lot for everything to get rebuilt, unfortunately.
Well, I've been a landlord, and I had 57 rental units at one time. And granted, there are people who probably genuinely are short on cash to buy food on one hand. On the other, my experience as a landlord told me that people not able to pay the rent would still have beer in the refrigerator, cable TV, and tobacco products on the table when they couldn't pay the rent. It's going to be a mixed bag of what's really going on out there.
It is. But at the same time, think about this as a landlord. the government keeps extending this provision for people not to pay their rent if they can't afford it, and they don't need a lot of proof for it. I mean, it's just we're doing some things that we don't normally do, and you know, we're putting some landlords that in some really tricky spots where they got to still pay their bills and their mortgages, and renters get to sit there and kind of squat for rent free. You know, we're just trusting that they're really having a hard time. So, you know, we've got to change a couple of things.
Well, obviously. Well, the next 90 days or so until the first Tuesday in November will mean the difference between how we move forward to prosperity, or do we fall into the abyss, depending on what the outcome of the first Tuesday in November is. Right, Steve?
Exactly. And that, and according to, you know, what Trump said this morning, he thinks that we should push that date further. I'm not sure if you saw that yet, but he just mentioned about 30 minutes ago that he believes that we should try and push the election day out a little bit so we can try and fix this mail fraud that's going to happen for the voting.
Well, I'm seeing that here, the headline on Drudge, which has become a very anti-Trump news outlet. We have mail-in ballots in my home state now, which is I don't like. The guarantee that they put in place is the outside of the envelope being mailed in has to have the signature of the voter, and it has to be notarized by a notary public, which is not foolproof, but it's something at least. I haven't read the article, obviously. I just became aware of it, but maybe that's what needs to happen. That's certainly something that was not expected before, was it, sir?
No, but, you know, I remember reading about 3 weeks ago that already some of the mail votes that they were getting sent out are being sent to people that have passed away over a year ago. I mean, you talk about, you know, mail fraud. If we're going to mail it out to people that don't even exist, they're going to find a way to fraudulently send it back in. Unfortunately, that's exactly what's happening. There's so much hatred for Trump right now that these people are going to do whatever it takes to get him out of office.
Whatever it takes, destroying the economy, murdering people, whatever it takes.
Yep.
I agree, absolutely. Yep. Well, there's continuing stories about what the price of gold is doing, what the price of silver is doing, the availability of gold and silver coins. Give us an update, please, sir.
Well, you're starting to see things really get tight now. It's getting tighter a little bit more and more every day. The Mint, U.S. Mint came out this past week and said that they are having a huge shortage of gold and silver, and that they're going to basically stop making metals here pretty quick, and that they've reduced the amount that they're putting out, which has put a big demand recently. Also, China yesterday made it so that nobody can buy gold and silver from the banks in China, which they normally could. And that's going to start tightening up the markets, and people are going to start buying metal elsewhere, which is going to make the price of metal skyrocket through China as well. So you're seeing a lot of countries right now tightening up their grip, and they're trying to buy their own physical gold and silver, and banks are starting to get involved all over the country and all over the globe, to be honest with you. So you're really starting to see gold and silver tighten up quite a bit. I know a lot of companies have on their website that they're just talking 2-week delay to maybe a 2-month delay in getting metal. It just depends on what you're looking to get, but the time is definitely running out, that's for sure.
Well, some of the metals that are not considered precious metals are in short supply also. Ordnance, steel, lead, and brass have become a lot more expensive when they're in the form of firearms and ammunition, haven't they, sir?
Oh, yeah, absolutely they have. I know that the place that I shop doesn't have any in stock right now, so... you know, it's I buy a bunch of ammunition when I do, and you know, I stock it up. So, you know, I think as we get closer to even next week, seeing who Biden picks as his vice president, what that's going to do to his campaign, and how much more corrupt they can make his campaign to get him over the top. You know, it's just it's going to be a game for the next probably 2 to 3 months. We're all going to be have to sit here and go through it.
It'll be historical. This entire year has been a historical year. Hundreds of books will be written about the events of this year, documentaries and so forth. I'd rather not have you know, be part of exciting times like this. I'd rather have normal times, but not that we get a choice. What do you bring to the table? The people who contact you for a consultation is discernment and a calm demeanor to objectively look at where people are with their household, their family finances, and what they want to achieve, and then give them advice, which may or may not include buying gold or silver coins. Right, Steve?
Correct. You know, there's so much going on. You really need to read between the lines right now. I'm trying to put a report together personally of what's happening. You know, yesterday the Fed met and they decided that they, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that he's just going to pump, and that they're going to pump infinity amount of money into this to try and support everything, which obviously what we all know is when you print more dollars, you completely devalue the dollar. And I don't know if they're doing this on purpose or what their purpose is, but his exact statement yesterday was the path forward for the economy is extraordinarily uncertain and will depend in large part of our success in keeping the virus in check. You know, he's blaming the virus for why their monetary policy is out of control, which I find humorous. You know, there's so much going on. The GDP number came out this morning already for the second quarter, and the GDP was down 32.9%, which is historic. It's never been that high. The highest ever in history was 10% during the Great Crash, and now we're at 32.9%. I mean, people are losing jobs, losing homes. People don't have enough money right now, you know, but we're giving away $600 extra every month, you know, for them not to go find a job is the problem. And we're making it so comfortable that people are sitting on unemployment, you know, and they're taking in this extra amount of money where, you know, let's be honest, if you know, Mr. John Smith can sit at home and collect $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, you know, in California, I think you get $5,000 a month. You know, why would you go to work? If you could sit there and be on vacation and be paid, a lot of people are going to do it. So, you know, we're printing off all this money for people to live at home free and clear. You know, we need to be making it more incentivized for people to get back to work and help businesses get back in business and, you know, reopen their doors, not be closing their doors. And you know, Yelp did a big report that said that, you know, a lot of these companies, they've never seen so many companies that they do checks on have shut down completely. They're not temporarily shut. They're just closing doors. They can't survive these closures and these extraordinary measures. So, you know, we've got to do something to reboost this economy, reboost people that have companies and small businesses. Small businesses, you know, really make this country go around. It's not the big companies. These small businesses are just getting hammered. And, you know, people are losing jobs left and right. We have to do something to get this back in gear.
Absolutely. We got a caller here, Steve. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Steve. When you mentioned the mail-in balloting, John, and about the ballot having to be notarized, the first thing that went through my head is, first of all, if a great many people, you know, voted by way of mail-in ballot, that would be burdensome for the U.S. Postal Service to deal with that volume. And that's a behemoth organization designed to handle large amounts of throughput. The number of notaries, a notary, when you say notary public, most people think of automobile title work. And, you know, the car dealerships have their own notaries. Most people privately selling a used car or something will go to a local notary office. And they're simple. I would suggest that, and I have no data on this whatsoever, but the first thing that went through my mind is, I don't think, you know, they're anywhere near enough notaries in the country to handle that type of volume. You know, they even, you know, I can imagine, you know, if thousands of people inundate the notaries, you know, with, you know, ballots to be notarized, and plus somebody's going to have to pay for that notarization, pay the fee to the notary. I just don't think there's the capacity for notarization of the ballot.
Okay. Well, I thought about that actually myself, but there's probably going to be some complaints raised about the notarization part in Missouri, but that's the way it is. That's the law, and I don't think it's going to change.
Well, 300 million people in the country, and, you know, in terms of population, how many residents are there per notary, you know, in the country? And aren't that many people who become notaries to do is set up a little office and do title work or do it for their employer. So they're going to, you know, one notary can't process tens of thousands of mail-in ballots. Just want to
well, that's, that out. That's true right. Also. It would be an issue, but I'm sure it'll be dealt with some way. Anything else, Glenn?
No, I'm okay. Take care.
Okay.
I wish I had your confidence that could be dealt with. I see a huge outcry coming from that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Well, Steve, the situation we find ourselves in with this economy, where we are now and where we're going, there really is no historical precedence, is there?
No, nothing. Nothing even close has ever been like this in our history.
People like to look at the Great Depression in the late 1920s, all through the 1930s, as being an example. That's as close as we can get on one hand. On the other, comparing the United States 80 years ago and the United States today in terms of demographics, educational level, what people think and what they believe, how they act, it's entirely different, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's a completely different scenario. It's, you know, there's a lot more people and, you know, there's so much fake news that's out there. And, you just don't know who to trust. You know, if we got rid of CNN and Fox News, you know, and we got rid of social media, maybe things would be better. But, you know, things get pushed by so many different people and they say things they probably shouldn't say. And, you know, everybody's trying to get their own person into office. It's so much misinformation anymore. It's not even worth to watch the news. I mean, you almost have to read, you know, small news agencies or YouTube's, you know, to find out what's actually happened in the country anymore. And you got to make your own decision based off of that. You know, you can't watch the big hosts that are on these, you know, NBC shows or CNN's and even Fox News. You know, sometimes, you know, that Trump's going off this morning about Fox News. It's, you know, there's just so much misinformation guided by people's own opinions and their own objectives of who's paying them to say certain things. You know, you almost have to just block it all out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as these things move forward, we'll be getting these reports weekly. You'll be paying attention to the markets, the stock market, the various other markets, what gold and silver are doing, what gold and silver are not doing, the availability of these coins, and giving us the most recent updates, won't you, sir?
Of course. You know, gold and silver is really starting to move quickly. You know, I urge everybody to, you know, last week, do this sooner than later. You know, silver this week has been on an absolute tear. It was almost at $26. It's on a correction today, but everything's on a correction today. The market's down huge. You know, everybody's trying to sell out and make, you know, their payments and pay their options. The market's down over 500 this moment. So you're going to see a lot of volatility right now. You know, next week things should be restored back to normal, hopefully, you know, once the scare tactics get out of the marketplace and everybody stops worrying about it. But, you know, keep also in mind that the government has openly said they're going to pump trillions. You know, they're not saying trillion. They said trillions of dollars. So, you know, they're going to keep trying to make this thing look a little bit better than what it is. So hopefully it'll solve a lot of the problem.
Well, Steve, there's going to be another $1,200 check going to most Americans. Any idea when that's going to be taking place?
You know, they are so far apart from what I understand in their agreement process of what they're trying to get passed. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I really do not. Everything I read right now says that the two sides, the Democrats are trying to squeeze in a lot of stuff into this next package, and they're kind of holding it as ransom. And the Republicans do not want to agree to this, not even close. So to be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see it for 3 to 4 weeks until they even come close to making an agreement, which means people won't see this money for 2 or 3 months. I mean, it's going to take some time. There's a lot of people that aren't getting their money from being unemployed for the past 3 months. I mean, it's the people that are in need that just aren't getting the money that they need right now to pay for groceries or, you know, pay for gas.
Hold that thought, Doc. Steve, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th of July, visiting with Steve Hunt, the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor. And his telephone, his direct line, here it is, 800-630-1491. These events are taking on a life of their own, aren't they, Steve?
Well, yeah, they sure are. Everything's spinning off into some other scenario that we have to watch very closely. You know, it's it's not little things that are popping up. It's huge events, and those events are spiraling off into, you know, its own problems, and we're having to monitor a lot of different things right now.
Absolutely. It's so strange and so bizarre, but it is what it is, as they say. And we need to stay informed. Your job every week is to help inform us of the latest of what's going on. The heads up on President Trump was very insightful, and that'll be in the news for the next few days until it goes away. As you said, it takes an act of Congress, which Democrats don't want this election delay, do they, sir?
Oh, no, not at all. Here's the actual President Trump's tweet for anybody who's curious about this. He said, with universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. ? So he's obviously he sees the writing on the wall. You know, they're going to do everything they can to fix this election. You know, and they being Democrats, they being other countries, you know, I don't think it's just the Democrats. I think there's going to be a large group of people that are going to try everything they can to get him out. You know, they don't like the tariffs. They don't like how he's, you know, even the trade agreements. They don't like anything he's done. So don't be surprised if a lot of other countries get involved.
I would not be. Nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing. It's just we just keep getting surprised more and more, don't we?
We sure do. It's every time you say, "Oh, well, that will never happen." At least you know it happens. So there's just so much going on, and you know everybody needs to keep their head above water. Everybody needs to stay safe. You know, I know there's some people that don't believe in the virus, but you know I can tell you from firsthand experience, it is real and it's debilitating. You know, everybody needs to do what they can to you know watch out for themselves and their family right now, and try to keep the negativity out of your space, and be as positive as you can. And if you have questions about this, give me a call. If not, just try to protect yourself as much as you can. You know, try to avoid these massive crashes in the markets that you see happening every so often. And you know, maybe just keep your money in cash if you don't want to buy metal. You know, and you're not looking to buy physical items to really get yourself into a safe area. At least put yourself into cash. You know, get it out of the market, get it out of volatility, and just let it sit there in cash. I mean, you know, I think cash is going to get devalued substantially over here the next few months. You know, especially with that meeting coming on October 1st, and with the government printing dollars like crazy. But you know, at least you're not subject to the volatility of the market going down, 10%, 20%, 30%, 50%. Who knows what that's going to do when the real news starts coming out? So just do what you can.
Absolutely. Do what you can. Do what you can. Absolutely. Well, Steve, thank you, sir, as always. Look forward to having you back next Thursday and getting whatever updates are available.
I look forward to it. I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about.
We will. We always do. Thank you very much. We are expecting a special guest at the bottom of the hour, Mitch Henderson, the author of the book titled A Man Beyond His Mission. It'll be a fun half hour talking to Mitch about his adventures and what he did as an individual, which was pretty phenomenal. I don't want to steal his thunder. And when we get back from the break, we'll be having, hopefully Mitch will be calling in, and we'll interview him about his book and how to get it. Well, it looked like, Mitch, you are here, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, sir, I've got your book here in front of me. I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. How are you, sir?
Oh, good.
All right. I've got your book here in front of me. I finished reading it the other day. The title is A Man Beyond His Mission. The subtitle is An Insider's Secret History of the Decay of American Society, Military, and Law Enforcement. And hold on, Mitch. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 30th of July. Well, was that Colonel Hal Moore at the Battle of Hai Dranh in Vietnam, or is that the future in Portland where the U.S. Marshals are ordered to fix the bayonets? Good question. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have some new videos posted today, one in particular that I think you'll like. In the meantime, we have a very important 18-minute video by Yana Ben-Noon, the wife of my very dear friend Steve Ben-Noon, under the Communist Agenda Exposed, titled The Plan of the Enemy, only 18 minutes. Also, my website, if you've got arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. You do, pure and simple. You're not doing the things you love, playing tennis, going for a walk in the park, dancing, whatever it might be because of arthritis pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. and you'll be able to do those things again. Are you sleeping as good as a small child overnight like I do? Well, if you're not, you need an energy cleaner. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. So check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with them. And, of course, I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Mitchell yes. Henderson, the author of A Man Beyond His Mission, available at Amazon.com. I say again, the title of the book is A Man Beyond His Mission. Before we get into your book, there's two words that no soldier ever wants to hear. And we just heard them, didn't we, sir?
Oh, yes.
Fixed bayonets. That's when all hope is lost and the only thing left is a knife on the end of your rifle. Well, Mitch, you've had quite a career. Your book, which is available at Amazon.com, runs about 440 pages. A lot of details in there about your life, the things you did. You single-handedly, you had some help behind the scenes, but no direct support, bringing down one of the major drug cartels, didn't you, sir?
Yes, the Cali cartel in Colombia.
Right. Right, and you're reading your bio leading up to everything in your life had to help happen in a certain way, in a certain manner, from your childhood on up, for you to be properly positioned to be the man with the expertise, the skill set, the mindset to pull off what you did, correct, sir?
Yes, it did, because I had to go to Colombia. At a time when it was chaos and anarchy there. There was war between the drug cartels, war between the government and the communists. There was rampant crime, kidnapping. It was a mess in Colombia. It was ultra-violent in every aspect. And I had to go there alone. There was no SEAL Team 6 or Delta Force to back me up. There was no extraction if I got in trouble. I was entirely on my own. As a matter of fact, when I went down there, they wanted to get me country clearance to go to Colombia. And I said, if you get me country clearance, I will not go, because that involves telling the Colombian government what I'm up to. And information in the Colombian government, it leaks like a sieve. The cartels pay good money to get that information. So, my biggest protection was nobody knowing that I was coming.
Well, that was obviously very gutsy for you to do that. And you had previously been employed in various law enforcement positions. And in this case, however, you were acting as a civilian, and you were having expenses paid. But other than that, you were not being compensated, were you, sir?
No. I did this, I took on this mission specifically, not really to, because of, drug smuggling or anything like that. It was because the Cali cartel had a policy of, murdering the children of the people that crossed them. The policy was, if you betray us or you steal our product, we're going to kill your children first so that before you die, before you die and go to hell, you know that you were the cause of your children's death and stuff. That was their official policy, and their boss even told me personally that that was their policy. And that motivated.
Well, of course, the Viet Cong were well known to be doing a similar policy to enforce what they wanted to do. Something I ran across, it played a very minor part, one paragraph in your book, something that I've worked on for about 20 years, is the true nature of violent climate change, that it's known within parts of the U.S. government that it's coming, and it has nothing to do with human activity. Do you have any comments on that, sir?
Yes. The climate change, I actually have a bachelor's and a master's in geography, and I studied this back in the 80s, back when they had the great fear of the new ice age coming on. Okay, so things have changed, but what I believe is this: there's always been climate change, always and forever. Okay, it gets cold, it gets hot, and we really can't, as humans, we can't control that. There's too many variables that go into it. We can't even really predict it very well. What it is it's science turned to politics. It's climate change, and this science is a religion, a faith. It's not really a science, okay? And it's because there's so many variables that they do not plug in. In other words, they cherry pick the variables to prove climate change, and then you also have the factor that if you are doing research that proves that this is not the case, anthropogenic global warming, that you don't get your study financed and nobody will publish it.
That's right.
So it's a rigged game. Okay. And the purpose of it is climate change was supposed to motivate. It's sort of like the movies Armageddon and Independence Day, how the world comes together to fight a common enemy, right? And climate change was their thing that they thought they could create a global new world order with. But the problem is when you're talking about a 2-degree change over 50 years, well, you know, people just don't get really excited about that. Okay, it's not an imminent threat. That's why they had to come up with coronavirus, because in order to take our freedoms away from us and create a global government, they needed something to scare you into thinking that you were threatened right now with imminent death, and only the government can protect you. So it's an old scam. I mean, I've been in 36 different countries. I've seen countries create problems to get control of people and stuff. Okay. So the fact is this is like man thinking that he's God. It's like we can't even control the weather over the next few days, but yet they have this absurd notion that they can control planetary climate change. Okay, and that in itself is pure insanity. Humans cannot do that. There's nothing we can do to affect that.
Right, right. All human activity combined may affect climate, maybe 0.5%, and even that's optimistic, isn't it?
Very insignificant, actually.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I don't want to dwell on it too much longer, but the real proof is the Paris Climate Accords, where more than 1 billion people in China, more than 1 billion people in India, are given a free pass to make all the carbon dioxide that they want to.
Right, exactly.
Pretty silly. Well, getting back to the heart of the book, which is what you did with the Cali cartel, the aftermath is that the leaders of the Cali cartel were arrested and incarcerated. They continue to be a CEO using various communications devices, and that led to even more charges, didn't it?
Well, yes, it did. What my charges did is back in the early 90s, Colombia would not extradite drug lords to the United States. So consequently, what Customs did is my case, they turned it over to the Colombian government to prosecute it in Colombia. And it took them a few years, but they finally did arrest them and prosecute them. And everything that I did, it's like, if everything I did, it was only a couple of seconds of work that actually put them in jail. And that's when the Cali boss, Miguel Rodriguez Orihuela, called the guy in Panama, whose name is Radamés Trujillo, and asked him to come and check out my business in Costa Rica. Well, he wasn't home. So Miguel Rodriguez told Radamés Trujillo's wife, well, have him call me at this number. And then he gave his number out loud on the phone to her while I was sitting in the room, and I memorized that number. So right. Years later, when they finally got was trying to prosecute him, the Colombians, they put a special task force, I mean, to find out who that number belonged to. And they found the number, and it belonged to Miguel Rodriguez's wife. And and they could see that a phone call was made on the night that I said it was made, at the exact time and to the place that I said. And the Colombian government was like, okay, well, how could he possibly know that unless he was sitting in the room? So therefore, that was the basis for Miguel Rodriguez Orihuela got 27 years for that in Colombia. They convicted him of trafficking cocaine through me and stuff based on that.
All right. All right. The Cali cartel has been very diligent in attempting to locate and assassinate you, haven't they, sir?
Yeah, they've made, over the years, especially at the beginning, they made three major attempts from 1990 to 2000. I think 2008 was their last attempt to locate me and kill me.
That you know of? That you know of?
That I know of. They may have done more, but I have like on social media and stuff, I really, really worked hard on creating not just a few personas that they could track, but hundreds and hundreds of them.
Well, good for you.
It must have been exhausting for them, you know, to track all those down.
Good for you.
And some of them I tried to make them look very real because I went and I met real people under these new names or whatever, and I purchased products and stuff. I went through great lengths to make a core of those false identities seem very, very real. And I always made sure that those places, if they went to look for me there, that they would not fit in, and they'd be very uncomfortable in those places, if not injured.
You had understood. You devoted a number of pages to what's happened to the United States military due to the integrating females into the Corps, political correctness. I'd like to hear some of your comments on that, sir.
Well, you know, going back to the Vietnam War, I was in the northeastern Laos with the military region 2, the regular forces, or what they call Vang Pao's army or the secret army in Laos. And I noticed what the hill tribes would do because they had females in the communist army and stuff. And what they told me is, well, you know, if you're shooting at them, take out the radio guy first so they can't call reinforcements. Actually take out the radio. Then go for, if you can get a woman, a female soldier, in the open and wound her seriously so that she screams, all the men will come out to try to rescue her, and then you can pick them off. So a woman is first of all, she's a primary target. And second of all, she's used as bait to kill other soldiers. Okay, that's one aspect that I noticed. Another aspect is that when you have it's like, for example, when I was in my squad, there was this guy in my squad that actually I hated his guts and he hated my guts. We could not stand each other, but he would give his life to protect my life. And he would swear to any lie to protect me, even though he did not like me, okay? With a woman, that will not happen, okay? She's going to pick people she favors, and she's going to, you know, she's going to be a divisive force within that infantry unit or combat unit. She's not going to, you're not going to be able to form a cohesive team because, well, there's male-female rivalry in there, you know.
I do know. I do know.
Yeah.
Well, it's what's been done to our military involving integrating women into the Corps was done motivated by women who are motivated by careerists. Ultimately, I believe, I can't prove it, but I think it's part of the overall communist agenda to weaken the U.S. military. What do you think, sir?
Well, I think it absolutely is. I've seen the military. You have to. I was in from 71 to 99, but then in 99, my oldest son went in the Army, and I have one son still in right now, but he'll be getting out pretty soon, before November.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got
to
break. Right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 30th of July, visiting with Mitchell Henderson, the author of a great book. I encourage people to get it and read it. I just finished reading it. It's a fast read, wonderful book. Here's the title, I'll say it twice slowly, available at Amazon.com. A Man Beyond His Mission, the subtitle, An Insider's Secret History of the Decay of American Society, Military, and Law Enforcement. I say again, the title of the book is A Man Beyond His Mission, An Insider's Secret History of the Decay of American Society, Military, and Law Enforcement. Sometimes, Mitch, I feel like men like you and I are the boy in the wilderness crying wolf, aren't we, sir?
Well, yes. Like I was saying, so I've followed trends from 71 to the current day in the military, and I see what they do. And you know, it's a cultural Marxist tactic. The way they want to integrate women and LGBT people openly in the military, and it's as a wedge issue to create division, to destroy teamwork and esprit de corps. Okay, you have such a sexual harassment policy. Back when I went in my first combat arms unit, there were no women, so there was no sexual harassment of any
right,
sort.
Right.
That wasn't
right.
an issue. Okay. The second thing is on the technology front, and it was due to government corruption, and that is, when I went to the Army Cavalry Officers Basic Course at Fort Knox in 1985, I had to attend a class on, it was a top secret class on Soviet radio electronic warfare, okay? So I know that all military, all combat officers had to take that same course that I took, okay? The same class that I took on Soviet capabilities. Well, they proceeded right then, and I used to fight it all the time when I was in. It was, they wanted to computerize and make everything electronic. But you remember
right.
the old military thing of KISS, you know, keep it simple, stupid, you
right,
know.
Right, right.
The more complicated the mechanism is, the more apt it is to fail. So, like, mechanical systems are more reliable than electrical systems, and electrical systems are more reliable than electronic systems.
Right.
Basically, what the course told me, I can say this without violating anything, but it told me that all of our computer technology and everything that we've put into everything will be gone in 60 seconds of the
right,
beginning of
right.
a war with any major power. It'll be
right,
gone.
Right.
The commo will be gone.
I got a follow-up on that, Mitch. A friend of mine, F-15 engineer, he and some of his F-15 engineer buddies got to inspect the state-of-the-art Russian jet fighter. They immediately started making fun of all the vacuum tubes in the state-of-the-art Russian jet fighter when one of the engineers finally said, you know what? Their planes will be flying when ours are falling out of the sky because of EMP.
Right, exactly. EMP does not. We back in '85, all our radios in the Army were tube technology, and it was because of EMP, and it was to ensure that we had communications. Now we have Blue Force Tracker, which that could be shut down in seconds. Okay.
Sir, thank you very much for being with us. We're out of time. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay. That's it for the day. Ladies and gentlemen, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.